On the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch up, what does Police Commissioner Carl O'Callaghan have planned for his retirement? What do you do only because it's family? And Matt loses his mind over Paul Kelly.
The roads are busy, so head off them in a Subaru Outback with free rego, CTP and $1,000 of accessories. Sail on now.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Before too long, here in this radio station, we're going to be joined today, a little later on, especially if you're a member of the Mix Club here at Mix 94.5, yes, by the one and only Paul Kelly.
Oh, it pays to be a Mix Club member, by the way, because if you go online and do it, and it's free to join and everything, you get to choose the music that we play at Mix.
Yeah.
And also you get little tickets to things and these sorts of events where we're having an exclusive a performance by Paul Kelly today on our rooftop.
A very intimate performance with one of Australia's finest singer-songwriters, without a shadow of a doubt. And the new album, Life is Fine, is beautiful.
It's mighty fine, isn't it?
It certainly
is. So diverse.
Is. Yeah.
And you're not going to be sad if you're just listening to Mix 94.5 today. You'll hear Paul Kelly tomorrow on the radio. We'll have a chat. We'll get him to play a song for us. But that's tomorrow on Mix 94.5. But today he's coming in. And Matt, you're a little bit nervous. And very excited, aren't you?
Look, I mean, in this job, you occasionally get to meet your heroes, and he is a hero of mine. I've loved his music since I was a teenager, and I'm a little bit nervous that I'm going to make an idiot of myself.
No, you won't.
No, I'm pretty sure I will.
Mate, you probably won't, because I brought a copy of the Manila album from 1982 to get him to sign it, so I'll be embarrassed first.
But the only way I could channel my nerves last night, because I could barely sleep, was to put it in song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this is my therapy. No, you ready?
Go, Matt.
Yeah.
I got up really early, got myself to soupy. It's 4 in the morning, feeling pretty tired. Spoke to my producer. He said, "You like Paul Kelly?" I said, "I really love him." He said, "He's coming in." I was shaking in my seat. I really need to wee. Paul Kelly's coming in to 94.5.
Yeah.
94.5. He'll be singing live at 94.5. I went into the bathroom. I have to fix my hairdo. And that's when it struck me, I don't have any hair.
Whoops.
Gotta love Paul Kelly. I wanna have his children.
Ooh.
I'm feeling such devotion. I hope I don't throw up. No, I can't believe my luck. Hope my interview don't suck with Paul Kelly. I can't believe my luck. Hope my questions don't suck with Paul Kelly. On 94.5, he's gonna be here live.
You bet.
On 94.5.
In anticipation of Paul Kelly joining us at Mix 94.5. Mate, that is brilliant.
Aww.
And Kimber and I resisting to her door because we just want to jump in there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And Paul might have heard that.
Oh, I hope not.
He may have heard that. He's in the building very soon. But
oh, well. Yeah. I'm so nervous.
Yeah. The new album, Life is Fine, from Paul Kelly. You're going to be talking to him and you'll hear that tomorrow, and a song on Mix 94.5 with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. And in the meantime, Matt, go to the toilet.
Okay.
I know you're worried.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Now, I thought I had a deal breaker in life, which was, you know, we all have deal breakers, don't we? You
probably
have them with, you know,
men. Where you draw the line?
Yeah, men with long toenails. But I'd said that I would not move house by myself again since my last move into my new flat.
Oh, yes.
Like, that's it. I'm never doing it myself again.
Sure.
I'm gonna pay people to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. But, of course, I was having this conversation with my bro and then he goes, "Yeah, but what about Sunday?" And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Well, you got to help me move."
Oh, he's moving.
I'm like, dude, this is it. I've drawn my line in the sand.
Yeah, this is the reason you never bought a ute.
Yes.
So no one would ever ask you to help you move.
These hands have never seen a day's work.
apart from when you moved in the first time.
Apart from when I moved in. And they've only just recovered, and that was 8 months ago.
You're going to go down the stairs, up the stairs. And it's a brother, we know him well. He would have said, what about Sunday?
Oh, he said, what about Sunday?
That's it.
Right, and so I've got to help him move on Sunday.
Oh man. Family.
You have to, yeah, because it's family. Family.
Yep. Can't I say no?
No, see, I think there's just certain things you have to do for family.
Really?
Yeah, there's an obligation there. I mean, I probably shouldn't say this out loud because this is going to upset a bunch of my friends.
Excellent. Do it.
I hate baby showers.
Oh, I'm with you there.
Yeah?
Right? I hate baby showers. I love my pregnant friends. I love your babies. I'm super excited about them when they're born. Baby showers are awful.
What are they? Can you just briefly explain?
It's just a bunch of women that get together and sometimes you drink champagne, you play games, you play like name the baby games or you guess.
Has the baby been born yet?
No.
It's anticipation.
Like you guess how big the baby's going to be.
Is it about being clucky or
I'd rather help my brother move.
Yeah. There you go. But is it about being clucky or is it baby showers? Are they about gathering gifts?
It's a little bit of both. You give a gift and whatever. Okay. But I just feel like they're not my thing. I don't like them. I never do like them. But I went to my sister-in-law's because she's family.
You've got to do it if it's family.
You go because it's family.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry to all my friends who are listening if I didn't go to your baby shower. I'm not interested. But when it's family, you've just got to make sacrifices.
Is that right?
Number of invites are dropping for Kimber for baby showers.
Certainly are.
Let's be honest about it. You don't have to pretend that you want me there. I don't have to pretend I'm enjoying
your social media reach has gone from Hemsworth to Tinsky in one foul swoop.
You were an influencer for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone.
There are other people who are also going, yes, Kimber, I hate the baby shower. They get it.
There are people who are going, I really don't want to go to that junior sport thing. Or like in my case, I love my girl Madison, but I've been to a lot of dance performances, which she doesn't do anymore. She's nearly 17. But those school dance performances and the dance courses she did, and you were watching 400 other kids until your child came on, which was brilliant and you were proud and glowing and the rest of it. But you spend the whole night going, is that her? Is that her? Oh, she's in the next one. Is that her?
Yeah.
Only because it's
just
family.
Just because you're family.
It's family. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you have to help your brother move, Maddie.
I do, don't I?
Sorry, man.
So what do you only do because it's family?
Well, there would be so many things that people only do because of that.
Yeah, and it keeps Christmas is only 4 months away, man.
Well, that's
keep it
true
sweet.
Too. Well, look, give us a call. I want to know what you will only do because it's family.
Yeah, that thing where you just draw the line in the sand except
no one else
when it's them.
But it's brother.
Yeah, it might be rewarded with our quarter of the day prize. It's a beauty, a $150 voucher today to spend at Morris Mead. Love your hair with a personally tailored cut and colour to enhance your look at Morris Mead.
133353, what do you only do because it's family?
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
And there's no more family kind of person in the existence of the character world on TV than Mike Brady from The Brady Bunch.
Oh, yes.
Who once said, alone, we can only move buckets, but if we work together as a family, we can drain rivers. It's all about family.
That's an inspiring quote.
Mike Brady.
Yes, it's all about the things that you'll only do if it's your family asking you to do it, like my brother wanting me to help him move on Sunday.
Oh,
I'd say no to
house.
Anyone else, but because he's my brother.
Got to do it.
It is heavy. He's my brother.
Tony's in Rockingham. Tony, what do you do only because it's family?
Well, what I do is I share the remote with my mother-in-law.
Well, that's a big step, Tony.
That is
a huge
cool.
step.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Nobody else gets a go with the remote?
No, no one in my family. When I get home, it's my time, my news, my sports. And until that's finished, no one has a show.
You'll click it.
But because my mother-in-law is from another country, she comes every 5 years, and so I give a bit of leeway, and my wife doesn't see her that often. So
special privileges, I love
every
that.
Every 5 years, that's a big sacrifice, Tony.
Yeah, but one of the big main reasons, and this is the real bottom, what I thought about is because if I leave the sports on, she will pretend like she knows the players.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah, and she starts saying, well, go team, and she doesn't even know what she's talking about. It's annoying to me. It's more annoying for me to sit and listen to that than to enjoy my sport on my own.
Oh, okay. Tony, she's trying to bond with you, though.
Oh, that's just... so wrong.
You're a sacrificial remote man, Tony. We love it. Well done.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah.
Oh, what a guy.
Beautiful. Janine's in Balladura. Janine, what will you only do because it's family?
Good morning, all. I go to church because my mum really wants me to go.
Oh, bless you.
Literally.
It's pretty hard to say no to mum.
It is. So she put on the whole, you know, it's Mother's Day and, you know, it would be so nice. All the other ladies, their daughters are coming and their granddaughters are coming. So just because I'm the sweet child that I am, I also dragged along my teenage daughter and said, come on, it's Mother's Day. Granny wants you to go to church.
Oh. How did that go down?
Like a lead balloon. And other one was in Europe and she was just like, ha-ha, you guys have to go to church.
Well, she had to do it as well because you're her mum and we do it because it's family.
It's family. Yeah.
And Janine, if there is a God, she will be very happy with you.
I'm sure that she would be. And at least this has given me grace of probably about another 18 months to 2 years before I have to go again.
Exactly. Oh, she knows you're not a regular parishioner. Well done. Thanks, Janine. Let's go to Oksana. Good morning in Cottesloe. What is it that you do just because it's family?
Morning. Are you guys familiar with the Kotterotner swim?
Absolutely.
So my brother-in-law is an avid swimmer. He swims every morning and he needed some support kayakers for the trip that he was doing a couple of years ago. And I'd never kayaked in my life, but he volunteered me to be a support kayaker with another guy. So 21 k's across the open ocean from Kotterotner when I hadn't kayaked before.
Wow.
And I only did it because he's my brother-in-law.
His family.
And so, how did you go? Were you blistered? Were you sore?
Didn't end up well. There's a lot of seasickness involved.
Oh,
But it was good fun for the most part. But a memorable experience. But I vowed to also never do it again, or to be on the boat even again. Last year got on the boat and tried to be part of your support team again. Not back in the kayak, but back in the boat last year. So
this is what we do. We say absolutely not, never again, and then family pops up and you go, well, I guess I better.
How do they do it?
The family that quells together.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're a good sport, Oksana.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Our next guest will, after more than 40 years of service to our police force and 13 years in the top job, his chest is about to go over that finish line and break the tape on his last day outgoing as police commissioner and one of our favourite rock stars, Carlo Callaghan.
Good morning, guys.
Now, look, I've said that when my radio career comes to a close that I will never watch the news again because it's just too depressing. What are you looking forward to letting go of now that you're stepping out of this role?
Oh, look, I think it's the mobile phone and the, you know, the enormous number of emails and texts and phone calls that come through. That should all stop at midnight tonight with a bit of luck. So there you go.
Oh, we'll ring you at 3 a.m.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, but I don't watch the news now, so I wouldn't be any better off.
Right. Yeah, right.
Now, Carl, congratulations on so many years of service and thank you for that and a pleasure to meet you. Now with the chains of your position coming to an end, if tomorrow you could walk into legislators and say, I want one law changed, what would that be?
Well, that's a hard one. But look, most of the laws I want changed, and I've advocated for this for a long time, are laws around protecting children in Aboriginal communities. As you know, we've been talking about that a lot recently.
We have, yeah.
So, you know, I'd certainly like to see some work done around that and child protection areas. So that's my passion and that's what I've been advocating for a long time. I think we could make things better for kids with the right sort of laws.
As you step away from the job, Carl, how are your thoughts right now? Obviously, another thing we've been talking a lot is pay for police and policing numbers and that. How do you feel about how the situation is right now?
I've got a piece in the paper this morning and I think, you know, the police ought to get a pay rise, and I think it ought to be recognised that they work longer hours than most public servants, which I don't think the government's taken that into account. And that needs to be sorted. And my view is they're just, you know, they're both naughty boys. They should get them in a room and say, sort this mess out.
Yeah.
A bit like Trump and Kim Il-un or whatever. Yes. But the same thing.
It's like, I don't want to say which one is which.
No.
I hope the Premier's got nuclear arsenal.
Now, there's a lot to keep you going in the force for that long, but what are you most proud of? What was the career highlight for you?
Well, I think recently we announced the arrest of a person in connection with the Claremont serial killings. You know, that's affected the psyche of Perth people for so many years, like 20 years. It was enormous relief for me and for the detectives that were working on it. But, you know, for the community of Western Australia, which have thought about this for so long, it must have been an enormous relief to know that police have charged somebody with the offence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carl, we know you love your music, you love playing your music, and Matt was very affected by the news that Paul Kelly was coming into the station today. Yes. Who's your go-to rock star, rock band that would make you melt, pretty much?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think there's so much in rock music these days, and I always go back to the early 70s, but I'm sort of a fan of what you might call prog rock. So
okay.
I would listen to something like Jethro Tull, which is probably not morning listening on 94.5, but it is the sort of thing which would, you know, I could get lost in because it's complex music.
Love that sort of
talked about Ian Anderson 2070 last week. There you go.
I saw him at the concert hall only a couple of months ago. It was fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. Carl, get in the aqualung.
Where are we at, do you think, in terms of laws regarding drugs and either criminalising or decriminalising with drugs? I mean, personally, I mean, you look at the various sort of ends of the spectrum. America has, for many years, had this the war on drugs, which always seemed to have followed. And then you hear stories coming out of Europe, like Portugal, where it's decriminalised and they claim to have had great success. Yeah. Where do you think we should head?
Well, the war on drugs hasn't actually resulted in less people using drugs. That's one of the things. Maybe it's not widely known, but in Australia, with all of those thousands of kilos of meth and everything seized over the past few years, we're seeing usage rates remain the same. Mm. So you have to ask the question, is, you know, what's missing from the puzzle? And I think one of the things that are missing is the therapy, early intervention, health intervention, access to rehabilitation. And that's been fairly low because a lot of money's been spent on law enforcement. And I think we've got to rethink our investment to solve the drug problem.
And some of that reinvestment could actually really help free up some time in the force for you guys to do some more serious things around the city.
Well, if you think about that, you get on top of the drug problem, get on top of problems with families and kids and, you know, Aboriginal communities, for argument's sake, you're going to save a lot of police time and make West Australia a better place to live. But it's what it's all about, really.
Mm. Hey, what are you going to do?
Well, I've got foster kids at home. I've got to look after them. I'm taking them to school tomorrow for the first time. And I've got other things to do. I want to go overseas. So I work in Mongolia a lot. A lot of people know for a charity over there. We run a charity. So we're there several times next year. And I'll need time to get over there and do that as well. So lots of things to do.
You're going to take up a water sport?
Yeah. No coastline in Mongolia.
No, bit of a problem. Don't take your bathers unless you're swimming in a waterway. I've got to say, mate, there have been a lot of highlights. Let's see if we can get the people here, our internet guy, Dan the Internet, to dig out the old video of you doing Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
the Perth one for television.
Really? That's going back a long way.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
I remember that.
The internet remembers everything.
I know.
Hey, Carl, all the best.
Thanks very much, guys.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yes, Science Week is happening this week, and I see that scientists have grown human vocal cords in a Petri dish.
Really?
Yeah, the results speak for themselves.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The roads are busy, so head off them in a Subaru Outback with free rego, CTP and $1,000 of accessories. Sale on now.